Blog Talk Radio.
It's Saturday, September 27th, 2014, and you're tuned in to another episode of The Missy Show, where your premier source for fun and informative pet topics. I'm your host, Jay, and say hello to my partner in crime, your co-host, Dee. Hello, hey. Dee, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Are you getting your British accent on today?
No, how are you? It's horrible, though.
I'm sorry, it is horrible.
That is hearing my horrible accent. That's my homage, which is probably horrible, but to Robin Williams, rest in peace. Love you, Doubtfire. This is Doubtfire.
Yes, yes, that is. I just remember that line where he's just like, hello,
hello.
That's one of my favorite movies of his, anyway.
Is.
I just remember
is.
Laughing throughout.
It makes me smile. He made me smile. He still makes me smile.
Yeah, definitely. I saw some little meme they had of him on the internet where he's like play fighting with this gorilla or something, and it was so cute. I saw it on Google Plus or something like that. I may have to try to find it and upload it or something.
So cute. So cute. Love, love, love him.
Well, you know, I'm happy to just be feeling a lot better than I was this time last week.
How are you feeling? You sound better.
Yeah, I'm a lot less stuffy. I just have just a little bit of congestion left, but, you know, compared to last week, I'm just doing so much better. And I'm so happy we have cooler weather, and it is officially fall.
Fall is here. Yay, I love it. Don't you love it? Don't you love, like, the misty? I love fall anyway. I just love when it kind of, even though my body freaks out, when the seasons change for some reason. I go through issues when the seasons change, but I love the transition into, because where we live, we really don't get, you know, the whole winter.
Yeah,
we don't get all the seasons. We kind of get like two, and then that's about it. So it's nice to have like a little bit of the transition of the seasons, and you can feel the Christmas coolness in the air, and I don't know, it just looks different, you know. It starts to get darker a little bit sooner.
And I love that. I don't know if that makes me weird or not, but I actually like driving into work when it's dark, and I like coming home and it's kind of dark. I don't know.
You know what I love? I love coming in when it's kind of colder outside. I love driving home, and I love coming into a warm house. You know?
Yes.
And you're coming and it's cold outside, and you get into the house and it's all nice and toasty and warm, and maybe something's been cooked and you can smell that. It's just, I love that. I love that.
I think that's what I love about Thanksgiving. The smells of the dressing and the mac and cheese, and it's just, it's cozy, and like you said, it's toasty. I don't know. I just like being cozy anyway. I like just cuddling under my covers. I just like when it's cold and you got some thick lush covers on your bed. I just love that.
A good book, or you watching something great on television, or you have something nice to munch on, or if you're just taking a nap. Naps are good. I love naps. Naps are good.
Naps are awesome. I took one today before the show.
Naps are good. So I love it. So, you know, yay fall. Bring it on. I'm tired of being hot for right now. Love summer when it happens to a certain degree. Ready for some coolness.
Yes. What are you ready for?
I'm ready for boot season.
Yes, boots, yes, because, I mean, the flip-flops are nice, and I've enjoyed wearing my sandals and my flip-flops, but yes, it's time to shop for boots, and I don't know if you guys know this about Dee, you probably don't, but she's a bootaholic.
I'm such a bootaholic. I have been dreaming about boots. I have been theming about boots. It's like, it's boot time, people. Okay.
Boots and blazers. You were looking at blazers today,
and I'm ready for it. I'm so ready for it. I'm just like, bring it on. Bring it on.
Come on, Old Navy, put on the sale. That's my story.
Old Navy.
Okay, I'm gonna stop now because we could do a whole show on shopping, but that will be another arena which we may discuss at the end of this show because we've got some other things cooking and potentially another show that we might be doing. So that would be a great topic for that show.
Yes.
But for this one, our talk about fall and introduction into that is the perfect segue for talking about what's coming up for us. Because in 1 week, we have our October Pet Spooktacular episodes coming up, and I am super excited about that. And that's a part of our Pets and the Paranormal series, which we've been talking about for a while. So make sure you tune in next week. Our first episode in that series is going to be Psychic Pets. And we touched a little bit on this back in April when we first did our Pets in the Paranormal episode, but we're going to go much deeper this time. Who knows? We might even talk about pet psychics, too. We'll see.
Yeah.
But so don't miss out. And remember, if you want to join in any of our conversations, the call-in number is 347-838-8313, or you can always listen in the archives at blogtalkradio.com/ She's a Tortie, and that's SHESATORTIE. Additional information on any of our topics can also be found on our Facebook page, and you can check that out at facebook.com/missy.show44. All right, and with all of that said, we're going to dive on into today's topic, which should be an interesting and fun one. We're going to be talking about little-known pet holidays and observances. Yeah. And some of these will apply to pets and some to animals in general. And there was even one on my list that applied to a make-believe creature. So,
okay. Really? Okay.
Yeah, there was one that isn't about a real animal, or maybe some people believe that these really were real creatures or animals. I don't know. The jury's out on that, but... Well, dive on in.
okay.
And maybe I'll just start with that one. I mean, it was my assignment to do the January pet holidays.
Yeah.
And one that I found interesting is there is a holiday for dragons.
Really?
I love it. There is a holiday for dragons. Wait a minute, I had it, and I just found that very, very interesting.
Dragon holiday, so, okay.
It, you know what, it's January 16th, and it's Appreciate a Dragon Day.
Well, all right, Puff, the magic dragon. He's the only one I really kind of know.
And there are some others, but you know, this is a day that encourages, it's mainly, I think, just in a figurative way, and I think it was based off of a dragon out of a book, and the author came up with the idea to have kids be creative on this particular day and, like, read about dragons, make up their own stories about dragons, draw dragons, things like that. So I thought that was interesting.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah, I'd never heard of that one. Appreciate a Dragon Day is January 16th.
I love that. That's cool. Because I had never, ever, if you ever, like, asked me, do you know there's a dragon holiday? I would be like, huh? Okay. Not really. That's cool. I like that. Okay, I'll take your dragon.
Yeah, you know, and the whole month of January, one of the holidays is Adopt a Rescued Bird Month. So that's what January is. It's Adopt a Rescued Bird Month.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Much love to the birdies.
What up to our birds out there? I love the birds. I'm in a mood, people. I'm sorry.
Hey, you have your mood. You do your thing. This can be the drunk show part 50. I don't know which one we're on by now.
There you go. I took some science medicine. That's probably what's happening to me, so I am going to apologize now. But anyway, okay, so are you done with January there, Jay?
I am done with January. There are several more of them, but I will put up the link on Facebook. So if you guys want to check those out, some of the other ones, you'll be welcome to do that on our Facebook page.
Okay, so I will take your dragon, and I will see you with February, and I will go in with February, they have so many, as you know, all of them have. But the one I want to highlight in February is, and this particular one is Unchain a Dog Month.
Oh, that's a good one.
I love this one. I was reading about it and I went on to a couple of sites, and one of the particular sites was talking about it. And Unchain the Dog Month focuses on or sheds light on dogs that are kept on chains as their way of life, which I just don't agree with. But anyway, and there is an organization that is a big supporter against keeping dogs on chains or keeping dogs off chains, and they are Dogs Deserve Better. And they are located in Smithfield, Virginia. And they actually are where, you know, they are in a facility where that used to be called the Bad News Kennels, which was formerly owned by Michael Vick. We all know who Michael Vick was. He was the reformed athlete, shall we say, that used to do dog fighting. And now they opened up what's called Good News Rehab Center for Chain Dogs and Pen Dogs.
Oh, that's good.
It is awesome because, I mean, having dogs on chains and pinned up is not a good thing. And Dogs Deserve Better is an organization. It's a nonprofit organization dedicated to freeing the chain dog and bringing our best friends into the home and the family. Their mission is to free them through education, rescue, rehabilitation, grassroots legislation, and the fencing program. And they really are a good organization. According to their website, dogsdeservebetter.com, they are an organization that gives a voice to the chain and pen dogs. And as the days become years, many of these dogs sit, lay, eat, defecate within a 10-foot radius of that chain. They're chained by their net. They exist without respect, love, exercise, closer interaction, and sometimes even basic nourishment. But as they live as prisoners, yet they long to be pets. And that's just, you know, and I've seen that, you know, I've seen where you have, like, I mean, it's just in different situations or whatever, where you just see the dog that's kind of in the back, and they're just chained up with this big heavy chain around their neck, and you just kind of see them, and they just kind of come out, and they just walk with their heads down, and you know, it's just, it's not a good way. And some people actually leave them on the chain for, you know, that's how they exist. They feed them on the chain. You know, they play with them. What if they give them any kind of social interaction on that chain? And I don't, you know, I don't get it. I think maybe sometimes they probably have it as a guard dog or what have you, or they just don't want the dog to get out into the neighborhood or whatever it is. But it's not a good thing to have your dog chained. I mean, I can understand, like, sometimes you might put the dog in the back and you might want to keep it chained for a little bit just to, you know, what have you. But keeping a dog chained or pinned up as a way of life is not a good thing.
No, it's definitely not. And later, if you want to, you can provide me with that link to that organization, and I would love to put that on our Facebook page.
I will put it out there for you. I will definitely do that.
Now, that's a worthy holiday.
It is a great holiday. It is one that I was reading and I was like, well, you know what? I think we need to mention this because I can't bear to think if you lived your whole life as a dog, living your whole life on a chain. Can you just, I mean, that would break my spirit. As a person, I just think about, you put yourself in that situation, how would you exist, you know, chained? Your whole life.
I mean, it brings up even just, like, issues of, like, slavery and stuff. When they would have people chained up. I mean, it's no quality of life to that. There's no good quality of life.
Exactly. So let's celebrate Unchain a Dog Month, February.
So the whole month is Unchain a Dog Month?
Yeah, the whole month is, and then I think, let me go back to it, because I was going up. I have a lot of little different little holiday things, so bear with me as I scroll through all of
Yeah, we're all going through our notes.
So I scroll through Unchain. February is Unchain the Dog Month, but also they have a Heart for Chain Dogs Week, which is February 7th through the 14th. So you can actually, the whole month is Unchain, but a specific week has been dedicated to have a Heart for Chain Dogs.
Cool.
It is a good thing. February actually was, February was actually a great month for, like, finding out stuff because there are, you know, we have, as as I was informed, you were telling me, you know, pet holidays, but also animal holidays.
Mm-hmm.
There are some animal holidays in February that were noteworthy, as I found out. And one of them, if we're going to talk about animal holidays, are we going to talk about animal holidays now? We're going to go.
Yeah, we can do a mixture of both. Yeah, while you have your particular month, you talk about both of them.
Well, okay, so I want to go to the animal holidays in February, because there were two that just kind of stuck out to me that I just want to shed some light to and speak some energy into. And one of them was Cordova Ice Worm Day. Which I was like, what in the world?
Like, what is an ice worm, gee?
Okay, so Cordova actually is a city in Alaska, and Cordova Ice Worm Day is celebrated February the 3rd.
My birthday!
February 3rd. There you go.
Wow, like, okay, so now I can start telling people I was born on Cordova Ice Worm Day.
And from now on, you will receive a worm from me on your birthday. So you asked Jay, what is an ice worm? So let me tell you.
Please do.
The first ice worm species was discovered in 1887 in Alaska on Muir, which is M-U-I-R, so I hope I'm saying that right, Muir Glacier. These glacier ice worms can be found on glaciers in Alaska, Washington, Oregon, and British Columbia. The specific name, Solus fungus, if I'm saying that correctly, is Latin for sun avoiding, as ice worms retreat underneath the ice before dawn. Enzymes in ice worms have very low optimal temperatures and can be denatured at even a few degrees above 32 degrees Fahrenheit. When an ice worms are exposed to temperatures as high as 41 degrees Fahrenheit, their membrane structures disassociate and fall apart, or they melt, causing them to liquefy themselves. Can you see that, though? Like, it just kind of just turns into liquid. Ice worms are several centimeters long and can be blue, black, or white, and they come to the surface of the glaciers in the evening and in the morning.
Okay, so yeah, that was going to be my question, like, how big are they? Because I don't know why I keep picturing these giant worms or, like, larger than usual worms.
You know, I just remember an episode, and people will find out a little bit about me, but, yes, I do like SpongeBob SquarePants, and I do sometimes watch it. And there was an episode, but anyway, there was an episode on there where there was a big, some kind of worm, I can't remember the name of it, but there was a big worm that came and devoured, I can't remember where they live in SpongeBob SquarePants, right? But they came and kind of like devoured, was eating up everything. And it just
Bikini Bottom. Don't they live in Bikini Bottom?
Bikini Bottom. Yeah. So he came and like was in that. As soon as I read it, it reminded me of that episode. But they're only several centimeters long, so. But I just thought, okay. And there is actually a whole festival in Cordova, Alaska. They come out to this. I was looking at it with my research and saw photos and different things. So, you know what? We might have to take a trip on your birthday one day and go to Alaska and celebrate it.
Hey, anything is possible. I'm not a big fan of super-duper cold weather, but anything is possible.
Well, speaking of birthdays, there was one more I wanted to talk about in animal holidays in the month of February, which is my sister's birthday is on February 18th. Jay, did you know that there was a holiday entitled Cow Milked While Flying in an Airplane Day?
Can't say I knew about that one, Dee.
I'm telling you, I was like, falling on the floor. Well, Jay, there is Elm Farm Ollie, known as Nellie Jay, and post her flight, she was known as the Sky Queen, was the first cow to fly in an airplane, doing so on February 18th, 1930, as a part of the International Air Exposition in St. Louis, Missouri. On the same trip, which covered 72 miles in a Ford trimotor airplane from Bismarck, Missouri to St. Louis, she also became the first cow milked in flight. This was done to allow scientists to observe midair effects on animals, as well as for publicity purposes, which I can probably attest to. St. Louis newspaper trumpeted her mission as being to blaze a trail for transportation of livestock by air. So February 18th, here's to cow milk while flying an airplane day. There you go.
Okay, you know what? Your sister should feel so proud.
You know, I'm going to send my sister a T-shirt with that on there saying, you share your birthday with cow milk while flying and an airplane day. Oh, Elm Farm Olive.
Well, don't forget to send me my Cordova Ice Worm T-shirt from my
Ice Worm T-shirt on your birthday. Oh, that's all I got for February. I think that's enough.
You know what? I don't know if I can top that one.
They were, like, hilarious. I was looking, I was like, what is this? What? But they are true holidays that people celebrate. Like, okay, there you go.
Well, I don't think that March's holidays are quite that wacky. The whole month of March, as far as the animal holidays, it is one of the holidays is Adopt a Rescued Guinea Pig Month.
Oh, okay.
So people out there, show love to the guinea pigs and adopt a rescued guinea pig during the month of March, or any month, but that's when it's normally celebrated. And it's also Dolphin Awareness Month.
Oh,
so be aware of the plights of dolphins. I like dolphins.
Hello, you know, I just call them the dogs of the sea. They're the dogs of the sea.
Yeah, they're so friendly, and you can pet them, and they're cute. They just lack fur.
I don't know the name of it. I just remember seeing a lot of advertisements where there's a new dolphin movie. It's actually a two of some dolphin movie, but which is bad for me to say that and not know the name of it. But there is a new dolphin movie out for those of you who like dolphins. Check your local listings, and you're seeing you will find that there's a new dolphin movie out.
Well, we'll have to check that out. I guess maybe we could even like have a show one time about pet movies where we review and talk about movies, you know, starring animals or something.
I would love that because, you know, I love my pet movies. Some of them I can't watch. I couldn't watch Bambi, you know. I only watched that once. And I was like, I'm never watching that movie again. Never watching it again.
Yeah, I don't like the sad ones. And even in The Lion King, doesn't the somebody dies. Yeah,
yes.
And it's sad I've never seen that whole movie.
I have seen it. I did because, you know what, I want to go see the play, but I don't know if it's still running or anything. But I've seen it, and I watched it one time, and then that happened. I was like, never again.
So maybe we'll stick to the upbeat movies.
There you go.
But this holiday at the end of March is one that I think Missy would appreciate very much.
Oh.
March 28th is Respect Your Cat Day.
Hey, R-A-E-R-A. I can't even spell it. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. I know what you're trying to do, Aretha, but...
Thank you.
But, yes, it's Respect Your Cat Day on March 28th. So people out there who are cat owners, hopefully you already respect your cats. But if you don't already respect them, make sure you show extra special respect to your feline friend on March 28th.
There you go. We need to get her a T-shirt, too. I'm into getting people T-shirts. There we go. There you go. I like that. Respect Your Cat Day.
Now, there's one in March, B, that I don't know that you'll particularly like, and this creature isn't necessarily an animal. It's more in the insect family. But on March 14th, it is Save a Spider Day.
Okay.
So if you run across a spider, the thing is it all possible, capture it and release it.
Okay. What day is that?
Okay, that's going to be March 14th. So you're free and clear for this year. But for 2015, on March 14th, no killing any spiders. If you find one, see if you can catch it and release it back into the wild.
Okay. Well,
which is probably your backyard.
Here's the thing to all the spiders that might come across me in my home. You better come out on March 14th, 13th. You better pick that as your day. I'll save you and give you a reprieve on that day. But other than that, me and you.
So, people, mark your calendars.
One of us has got to go. I'm sorry.
But there are several others for March, but I'm going to, those were some of the highlights. And like I said, we'll have all the rest of them on Facebook. So, I'm handing it back to you, D.
Okay, so now we're into April. And April has lots of great ones, but the ones that I want to highlight are... International Pooper Scooper Week, which is April 1st through the 7th, which I guess it's, you know, scoop to poop for your animal. That week, be very vigilant and make sure that if your dog is scooping or or your whatever is pooping, make sure you be responsible and you pick it up. Pick up your poop for your dog.
Even though you should do that every day, make sure you're extra vigilant on that day.
Make sure that week that you are out there with the scooper and the plastic baggies and the gloves and you are just disposing of it like a warrior. Do your duty and recognize International Pooper Scooper Week, April 1st through the 7th. And another one I want to highlight, which is a very, very great one, which is just, I want to just shout it out. April 30th is National Adopt a Shelter Pet Day.
Oh, see, that's an awesome one. That's awesome.
I love that. They have some great ones. There's one I want to just put out for you because it's because you're the cat lady. It is April 25th, which is national. Well, I don't guess it's national, but it's awareness. It's Hairball Awareness Day.
Oh, yeah, you have to be aware of that because with our feline friends, that can be an issue.
It can be an issue. It's the last Friday in April each time. So it's Hairball Awareness Day, April 25th.
Cool.
And let's see. I'm going to go and look at my animal holiday. Let's see, my animals. What do I have for April? Do I have something like specific in April? What did I do? Let's see. Okay. Well, here you go. April 4th for my animals. I don't know if, you know, this would be up your alley there, Jay, but April 4th is World Rat Day.
You know what? Even if I couldn't appreciate it, I think Missy would like it.
She would be out there.
All the cats out there, they may like it.
That, you know, for the cats out there, World Rat Day is April 4th.
And the snakes, too. The snakes would like it.
There you go. You know, I don't know if it would be a good day for the rat.
Yeah, that's right. I guess it wouldn't be a good day for the rat if the snakes and the cats were vigilant on that day. But, well, maybe it's a day where they're supposed to leave them alone on that day.
Yeah, just let them have their peace that day. So April 4th to all you cats and snakes and other things that kind of put rats in your circle of life chain for food, leave them alone on April 4th, because that's their day. All over the world, leave the rats alone. That's their day. Also, April 8th, draw a picture of a bird day.
Hey! I celebrated that quite a bit when I was a kid because I was always drawing the little birds that really looked like little V's or something. You know how little kids draw birds?
Well, you know, I always did. I guess you could call, is a turkey a bird? I guess, is it considered a bird? I don't know.
Yeah, a turkey?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a form of a bird. Yeah, they're a type of bird. They just can't fly.
Well, I used to always, you know, if I had to draw a bird, I would always do, you remember the five-finger turkey?
Yes, I remember that.
That was my bird of choice, because I couldn't draw either that or the little M's. the little M stretched out that you could draw as my little seagull that I would draw.
Mm-hmm.
Those
are
my birds. That's as deep as I can go as far as drawing the bird. So April 8th, draw a picture of a bird day. Also, one more I just want to say because I love these. April 16th, Save the Elephant Day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's one of your favorite animals.
My favorite animals, one of my favorite ones is Save the Elephant Day. I've seen so many stories about, you know, the plight of elephants around the world and just everywhere. And so, you know, I love it. I love that it's in my birth month. So everybody out there, be kind to our elephants. And if you can save one, save them. And if you can, save them on April 16th.
Yeah. And more than anything, just leave them alone. Leave their ivory and their tusk alone. Just let them be.
Let them be. Let them be a part of this world.
And stop putting them in circuses. Okay, I'm going to get off my soapbox.
Hear, hear.
Unless you're going to be humane to them. They can be in the circus if you're going to treat them humanely.
If you're going to treat them humanely. There we go. So that's all I have for April there, Jay.
All right, let's see, for May, I'm going to do my animal holidays first.
Okay.
The whole month of May is actually, this is interesting, International Respect for Chickens Month. So if you own chickens, or I guess even if you don't, this is the month where you should respect them. You should show them extra respect and kindness during the month of May.
There you go. Well,
and this is worldwide. This is international.
It's an international one. Well, you know what? I've been, okay. I guess
I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. And we're not going to count the part about eating them, but
okay.
but the ones who are not food, that they're just, you know, on a farm or their pets,
yeah,
or whatnot, make sure that you are respecting your chickens.
Give them extra feed, and I don't know what you do to chickens on the farm, but let them do a lot of their chicken things on that this month.
Let them do that. Let them be. And for those chickens that do end up being a part of the food chain, for us humans, I totally respect them and I appreciate them giving up their lives for my dinner.
Exactly. And those of you who are making them a part of that, please do it humanely.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Any animals raised for food, any animals in those situations, please do it humanely. I think we touched on that a little bit when we did animal abuse, but we have to do like a part two to that show. There was so much we didn't get to do.
Exactly. But there we go. Gonna respect the chickens in the month of May.
Yes, respect the chickens. And now this is a good one, too. This is a week holiday in May, May 4th. Through 10th, or at least that's how it fell in 2014. It's the first full week of May. It's Be Kind to Animals Week.
Oh.
That's a good one.
That's a very good one. That's an excellent one, actually.
And of course, you should be kind all the time.
Exactly. You should be kind to them anyway, but more importantly, if there's a specific time where you can be, there you go. Pet a dog that day, you know?
Yeah, pet your dog that day. Just let that week be a reminder to be kind to animals.
Exactly.
And treat them well. Now, here's another one I wanted to mention on the pet holidays, and Missy will appreciate this one. On May 3rd, there's actually a holiday called Hug Your Cat.
Aww.
So, for cat lovers out there or cat owners, make sure that you actually hug your cat on that day.
You've got to go and make a special trip to see the Miss.
I have to go to my mom's and see the Miss and give her a hug and give Oreo a hug and give Bobby a hug.
Oh, that's right, because she has relatives.
Yeah, she has relatives. There are other kitties. And then there's even an international Hug Your Cat Day on May 30th.
Is it? Wouldn't it be great if we just do a YouTube chain of everybody just doing everyone around the world hugging their cat?
Hugging their cat. That would be cool.
That'd be cool. That would be awesome.
And then this is one for the doggies. Or I guess it could be for any animal. May 4th is how it fell in this year. It's usually the first Sunday in May. It's May Day for Mutts. So for all of you out there who own Mutts, and I've had a few in my day, it's their day.
I love Mutts. Yeah, I love my Mutts. I love my pure green, but I love my Mutts. I love my Mutts.
So May Day for Mutts.
Cool. May Day for Mutts.
So that's all I have for May. So we're back to you.
Okay, so we're in June now. Okay.
We're in June.
I have actually renamed the month of June because it is June, but I have renamed it AKA Missy Holiday Month because there are a lot of cat things going on in the month of June for pets.
Really? And I thought May had enough.
Month of June is Adoptive Cat Month.
Yay.
And it is also Adopt a Shelter Cat Month.
Wow.
So, and actually, you know what? You had you spoke about Hug Your Cat Day.
Mm-hmm.
And then they also made a mention to it here in June as well, on June 4th or something. So,
oh, cool.
So we've got a lot of cat things going on, but one that I just want to bring some attention to is the week, June 16th through the 20th, and it is Take Your Dog to Work Week.
Oh, man, that's cool.
It is cool. It is, let's see, Pet Sitters International. Take Your Dog to Work Week is a unique annual event that encourages employers to experience the joy of pets in the workplace for one special day, or in this case, week, to celebrate the great companions dogs make and promote pet adoption in shelters, humane societies, and rescue groups. Take Your Dog to Work Day was created by Pet Sitters International, or PSI, in 1999 as a way to give back to the pet community. PSI members make a living caring for animals, and it's PSI's philosophy that every pet should be a wanted pet with a pet sitter to care for him or her. PSI believes that take your dog to work day or week, that people without dogs will see a loving bond that their coworkers have with their pet and be encouraged to adopt a pet of their own. And I am such a big, big supporter and fan of when you get to take your dog to work. I wish you could take your dog to work everywhere. I wish it was just something that was acceptable.
Yes, and I guess if you're going to take your dog to work, make sure your dog's well-trained because you don't want a Beethoven situation.
No. You really don't. Let's make sure they're well potty trained and they know how to sit and be nice and play well with others, just in case there are other pets there that they have to interact with. Make sure you bring them all their little necessary treats that they're going to need, their food. You know, if you want to put them on a nice little outfit, that's okay too, but that's just my preference. Because I would really go there with my dog. You're going to work with mommy, you have to look good. So, yes. So that is June the 16th through the 20th is take your dog to work week.
That is so cool. I wonder do any people ever do it.
I don't know. You know what? I worked where there people brought their dogs actually to work.
Yeah, I remember some of those stories.
Yes. I have probably told you about a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
When they brought them to work, which I loved, you know, I enjoyed it anytime that I get to be around a dog or whatever animal you're bringing with you. But, so I like it. I like it. I think it's a good, you know, there. And I respect those people that, you know, just aren't animal people that, you know, just don't get into the whole thing of that. I get that. I understand that. But I just think it brings a great energy into the workplace. It brings, animals make you happy. They just bring
they
good.
Do.
Good, happy endorphins. I mean, it's medically known that they can lower your blood pressure and everything. So I just think they just bring a good vibe into the workplace. When you have probably a stressful workplace and you bring a pet in there, they could possibly kind of shift the aura in there and rearrange the vibe.
I think so. I got a mental picture of, like, Boomer. If he was here now and him just being in my office, and I just think when I'm having a rough day, I would just hug his big fat neck and just, you know, just love on him, and I think that would make everything better.
He would make it all better. When I had a rough day and I'd come home and I would just sit there and you would just give me that face like, bad day, huh, Mama?
Mm-hmm.
He would laugh, and that big tone would just be, you like, okay, well, it's better now. He was really good with that, and he just loved people anyway. So he would go around probably saying, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? So he would visit everybody and probably try to eat their lunch.
He wouldn't try. He'd actually succeed.
Yeah, he'd succeed. He would succeed and then go look over, lay in the corner and be like, what? I did nothing. Another one I want to bring, like, too, and this is in the animal holiday category, is June 19th through the 25th is Animal Rights Awareness Week.
That's another good one.
It's a great one. This event originated in 1999 by the Animal Rights Group in Defense of Animals. The goal was to help raise awareness of animal rights by educating the public about the basic needs of animals around the world and to advocate for humane and compassionate treatment of all animals. Animal rights awareness extends from our own individual pet companion animals, farm animals, wildlife, animals used for testing, experiments, and medical research. So it's every animal, not just your pet, not just your farm animal, research animals, all of them. So I like that one. June 19th through the 25th.
Cool. That is a good one.
It was a great one. And that's all I have for June.
Okay, for July, and this episode is flying by because I was looking and I'm like, oh my gosh, we have a little over 5 minutes.
I know.
But let's see. Okay, I probably should have scheduled this one for a full hour. I didn't think we were gonna
We can do a part two.
Yeah, we can do a part two. For July though, for the pet holidays, the whole month is National Doghouse Repairs Month.
Okay.
That's an interesting one.
Okay. Yes.
So if your dog's house needs some repairs, the month of July is a great time to do it.
There you go. Get to Lowe's, get what you need. Get to Home Depot, get what you need.
And let's see, on the animal holidays, now once again, this kind of falls under the insect category, but July 10th is Don't Step on a Bee Day.
Don't worry, because I usually run from the
Yeah, that's usually my thing, too, but July 10th, Don't Step on a Bee, and July 12th is Cow Appreciation Day.
Cow?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So appreciate our cow friends on that day, July 12th.
Drink a glass of milk and toast to the cows.
Exactly. There you go. And here's another one from Missy. July 22nd is Rat Catcher's Day. So for the cats and the snakes, this is your day. This is the day where you don't have to respect them. You can catch them on this day.
Get out there and do your thing.
Rat Catcher's Day. Okay, that's all I have for July.
Okay, so August, pet holidays. I want to put light on August 10th. Spoil your dog day. Spoil them rotten. Spoil them all day long. Dish out the good treat. Create an adventure for them. Go to the dog park. Do a special doggy event. Give him and her new toys. Get some new swag for them. Throw them a possum party. Get wet. But whatever you do, it doesn't really matter. You have to do anything. If you could just spend time with your dog on August the 10th, give them special attention for your dog that day.
Yay for the doggies. They deserve their time.
Hey! Love that. Hey, I like that. That is cool. Also, in August, one for Missy is International Cat Day, August 8th.
It seems like they have a lot of cat days.
You know what? Missy is ruling things up in here because August 17th is National Black Cat Day, which she's not a completely black cat, but hey.
Yeah, she's got a lot of black in her fur.
There you go. August 22nd is National Take Your Cat to the Vet Day.
Cool.
You know, August 30th, I like this one, is National Holistic Pet Day. Mind, body, and soul of your animal. Cater to each and every part of it.
That's cool. That's a topic that doesn't get a lot of attention because you hear about holistic care for people, but not so much for animals.
We might need to explore that, Jen.
That could be another show topic, perhaps in November once we get through our pet spooktacular stuff in October.
There you go. I'm going to throw it back to you since we're running low on time. Go ahead and hit us in September.
All right. For September, under the animal days, holidays, the whole month is Save the Koala Month. And it's also World Animal Remembrance Month. So this is to all our animal friends who passed on. Remember them. Special shout out to Boomer and Practical and Percy and all our animal friends who passed away.
Our animal angels, our animal babies.
They're watching out for us. Let's see. What else did I want to say? Okay, under the pet holidays, September 21st through the 27th is National Dog Week. It's always the third week in September, National Dog Week.
Okay.
So, shout out to the pups again. And then this one sort of goes along with our traditional. On September 21st through 27th, it's usually the last full week in September, it's Adopt a Less Adoptable Pet Week.
Oh, and that's our older dogs or our older pets and pets that have medical problems and things like that.
Yep.
What date was that again?
For this year, it was September 21st through 27th. So actually today is the last day of it for this, usually the last full week in September.
Okay. All right. That's cool. Remember that, people. You know, when you're a younger one, but the older ones, they might give you a little bit extra love.
Exactly. And there's two pet holidays today, and part of this is probably going to go over in the archives, but September 27th, which is today, is Fish Amnesty Day. It's the fourth Saturday in September, so it's not always on the 27th. Fish Amnesty Day.
Okay, I have to tell my brother that. Don't catch any fish. Leave them alone.
Leave them alone on the fourth Saturday in September. And also today, in 2014, it falls on today, it's International Rabbit Day, and that's also the Sunday in September.
Oh, so I have to go outside and see if I can find any of my rabbits. My little owls have completed the circle of life in my backyard with some of my rabbits. I don't know if we have that many left, but I think there's still a couple.
And you know what? I actually ran across some holiday for owls. I saw something. I like owls too. But that's all I had for September. And people now officially, well, of course, if you were listening live, you can't hear us anymore, but this part has rolled over into the archive, so you can hear this after the show once it's all the way ended.
Exactly. We're still here. We're just in the archive now.
We're still here. Okay, Dee, so it's on to you for October.
October is Adopt a Dog Month. October is also Adopt a Shelter Dogs Month, because sometimes, you know what, like I say, we love our dogs that we have in the pet stores and our dogs that, you know, we might have breeders that breed. But sometimes, you know, people, if you go and do a rescue dog or you go, if you're looking for an animal, you're looking for a pet, you go to the shelter and you find one of these animals and you adopt them, these dogs in some way, shape, or form will let you know how thankful and how grateful they are to you. It never fails where I see the story of they've adopted a dog and this dog knows that you've saved their life, especially if they're in a kill shelter. So if you're thinking about a pet, you know, you might want a name brand or a pure breed or whatever, but visit your local shelters. You know, you might go in there and discover something that you probably didn't even think you were looking for.
Yeah, definitely, because we adopted Jack. I wish it had worked out, but, I mean, he was just so happy, and he was just so joyous, and he was just rolling around in the grass when we take him to the park, and he was the sweetest dog. So, yeah, definitely do that.
Yes, Adopt a Shelter Dog Month is October, and also October 27th is National Pit Bull Awareness Day. You know, our pit bulls get bad rap sometimes, and it's, you know, I think a lot of it is attributed to the pet owner as opposed to the pet itself. So be more aware, learn more about pit bull ownership and awareness on October 27th.
Cool.
Also, October 29th is another shout out for Missy. She's ruling. National Cat Day, October 29th.
Wow, I guess I guess some of them are International Cat Day, then you got National Cat Day, then you got Cat Week. And,
you know, she is pretty much a year. It's like the whole year is dedicated to Missy. That's why I'm like, she is sort of ruling. She is rolling,
and I guess sometimes even when we do our shows, we can, like, mention, like, if we keep in mind some of these holidays, we can say,
yeah,
well, hey, today is so-and-so, or this week is National blah, blah, blah.
Well, I have to give a shout-out to the Milk, Cow, and Plain kind of thing, because that's just my day right now, because I'm sorry, I think that's February 18th. So that's just my day. So, you know, got to do a shout-out for animals and the cows. But
why not?
As far as the animal side, in October, we have National Animal Safety and Protection Month. Always make sure that you're keeping up pet family and friends safe and protected. Also, just one that I thought I wanted to shout out to because I just thought they don't really get a lot of attention. National Mule Day is October 26th.
And I like them because they're like my donkeys, and I like my donkeys. They're in the same family.
That's why I had to give a shout-out to your dog, because I know you like the burros. You're a fan of the burros. So, October 26th is your day for your mules.
They're cute. I like them. I don't care what other people say. I like them.
You can like them. That's why I highlighted the day for you. So that's
thank
all I have
you.
Well,
let's see, November doesn't seem to have as much going on. The whole month under the animal holidays is, it's Manatee Awareness Month. So during that month, you know, don't poach the manatees. Whatever people do negative to manatees, don't do that. They have their rights. They're animals. They're God's creatures. So be aware of them during the month of November.
Yeah.
Let's see, during the week, this particular week, let's see, National Animal Shelter and Rescue Appreciation Week, it's usually the first full week of November, and this year it's going to be the 2nd through the 8th, so that's National Animal Shelter and Rescue Appreciation Week.
Okay, I like that one. Love
there's
that
even,
one.
There's even a Jellyfish Day.
Is it really?
No, that's a jellyfish thing.
He's a starfish. I take that back. He's not a jellyfish. He's a starfish. I don't know why I'm obsessed with SpongeBob SquarePants today, people. I don't know what it is. I think they're having a marathon, and I think I've seen it before or something. Because it is, it's every reference is coming to SpongeBob. But he was a starfish. He was not a jellyfish, so I stand corrected.
So this one's Jellyfish Day, even though in November 3rd, I guess it would technically be too cold for them, but, you know, well, I guess they're down under the water. I guess it doesn't affect them, but most people shouldn't run into them in November, but it's their day.
Don't want to meet you, just want to see you.
Exactly, exactly. And then these are, both of these are important. This was under the pet holidays. November is Adopt-A-Senior Pet Month.
Yay!
And it's also Pet Cancer Awareness Month. So those are important. Even Pet Diabetes Month is in November.
Oh, really?
That's cool. Pet diabetes. That's something that isn't talked about very much. That's
not
another show topic we should do.
Yeah, and they do have it, people. They do have it. Just like humans.
So focus more on your pet's health during the month of November. We'll focus on it all the time, but shine a spotlight on it during the month of November. I'm kicking it back to you, December.
Thank you for December. It is one of my favorite ones. We spoke about it a little bit earlier. December 2nd is National Mutt Day. I love my mutt. I love my mutt. I love my mutt. I'll say it again. I love my mutt. Love my puberty, but I love my good old mutt. And according to helpamutt.com, about 25% of all dogs who end up at shelters are pure breeds. That means a whopping 75% people, the vast majority of shelter dogs waiting for homes, are mixed breed dogs, otherwise known as mutts. To raise awareness about the plight of mixed breed dogs in shelters and to remind potential pet parents that it is the personality and not pedigree that truly matters, pet experts and animal welfare advocate Colleen Page created National Mutt Day in 2005. The need for mutt adopters is so great that Page instituted not one but two National Mutt Days, so there is actually one July 31st. There's one December 2nd, but there's also one July 31st. And her goal between the 2 days of the biennial event, her goal for 2014 is to get 10,000 shelter mutts into loving forever homes. And the benefits of choosing a mutt over a pure breed pooch, which, you know, we love all the dogs, but if you want a dog that's going to give you, you know, what a little bit extra, is they have a good longevity period. Mixed breed dogs, on the whole, tend to live longer and have healthier lives than pure breeds. While many pure breeds are prone to certain breed-specific diseases and conditions, mutts are often hardier because they are derived from more diverse gene pool than their pure breed counterparts. Genes from one component breed could cancel out the disease-causing gene in another, resulting in a healthier dog. So pet your mutt, people. They have health benefits, too.
Yeah. Yeah, because you do hear a lot about pure breeds. They have certain issues depending on what the breed is, so that is an advantage to getting a mutt.
It is a big advantage because I love all dogs and I love my pure breed too, but when you get a mutt, because they are mixed breed, they have a greater chance of having that other dog gene cancel out whatever might be a problem for that specific dog gene or what have you. So love my mutt. Love my mutt. December 2nd.
Shout out to the mutts, and that could be a great early Christmas gift for somebody.
That could be a wonderful early Christmas gift, a nice, great, furry old, big brown or black-eyed mutt. Bring them in. They didn't really have that many in December. That was the one that I just kind of snatched out of December for that. Let me see if I have an animal one right quick. I don't know. Pardon my scrolling as I go down the list. Let's see. Well, for December, my animal holidays, let's see, National Day of Animal Rights, which we all want to always champion.
Yes.
And let's see, December 14th, Monkey Day. So,
yay to the monkeys.
Yay to the monkeys. If you know a monkey, if you love a monkey, if you want to pet a monkey, do it on December 14th, people. That's their day.
That's their day. I mean, I've learned a lot, Dee, from this episode, just doing this research, that there's a lot that I picked up from this.
I learned a lot about worms and you know, cows that flew and were milked at the same time. And I learned a lot. This is great information. This is great information.
Yeah, and this was a upbeat episode, just cute, just fun. And keep in mind, people, check our Facebook page. We'll post up some links about some of the information. And I got a lot of this information off of a particular website, and special thanks to them. And I will actually put that on Facebook so you guys can check out the website. But this time we're going to go ahead and end the episode before we're cut off, like it happened to us on our thing. I think we were doing the one about the spider goats, and I think we got cut off in the archives. So we're going to go ahead and end this one. Thank you guys for listening again, and be sure to check us out next Saturday. That's when our pet spectacular episodes are going to start up, and we're doing psychic pets. So see you next weekend. Have a great one.
Bye.